Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. The state government is set to introduce tougher new penalties for offenders who ram emergency vehicles. There's been at least 60 cases of police vehicles being damaged during attempts to stop people over the last year. Ramming an emergency vehicle will become a criminal offence with a maximum jail term of 14 years. Anyone causing willful damage to a vehicle faces up to 7 years in jail. Some 6 months after it was launched and the state government is labelling its rollout of the Queensland Digital Licence app a success, but as our reporter Courtney Thomas explains, not all businesses are on board.
More than 460,000 Queenslanders have downloaded the app since November last year, with thousands joining daily. A Transport and Main Road spokesperson says the digital licence is legally equivalent to the physical card under Queensland law, but some businesses still only accept it for certain transactions. TMR say they are working to increase its acceptance.
Warwick Hospital is today being gifted a double-sized end-of-life cuddle bed designed to allow patients closer physical and emotional connection with their loved ones during their final moments. The husband of RAAF Flight Lieutenant Belinda McGowan has made it his mission to gift a cuddle bed every month to a hospital or medical facility somewhere in regional and remote Australia. The donation for the Warwick Hospital is of particular significance as it's where Belinda spent her end-of-life in 2021. The Pittsworth Danes capitalised on their home ground advantage in the Toowoomba Rugby League's annual Anzac Day clash yesterday. Three first-half tries set the pace for the Doggies and the Newtown Lions played catch-up. Despite a much-improved Newtown squad putting up a good fight, the final score was 24-16 to the Danes. More matches slated for this weekend. Warwick will meet Highfields, Oakey and Gatton clash, and Gundawindi face Dalby. And that's all your local news for now, but if there's something we need to chase, send us a message at southqldlocalnews@sca.com.au.